Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Radio, I don't make false promises. Told you earlier on that I'd be catching up with Debbie Tagg this afternoon. So attention, all property enthusiasts and investors. The Residential Investment and Development Summit 2024 is finally here. Join South Africa's largest gathering of property experts. Explore social, affordable housing, student, multifamily, Airbnb, buy to let and retirement, all things residential. Learn, network, and prepare to succeed with top industry professionals. Don't miss out. Visit www.resideconference.co.za now to secure your spot. Like I said, we've got the chairperson of the Reside Summit, Debbie Tagg. Debbie, good afternoon and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Hey, good afternoon. It's wonderful to be on the show and hopefully keeping everyone company as they drive home from a long week.
Yeah. Listen, Debbie, I'm so excited. You know, when I saw this summit, I thought this is really worth speaking about. I was talking to a gentleman who happens to be renting out his property, and I was just assisting with something during the day, and he said he's coming to Gauteng soon, and he's like, I want to acquire another property. So I'm like, this guy's speaking my language. My love for property is there. So I think this is so relevant for him as well. Now, Debbie, let's just kick it off. Please, please fill us in. What is the Reside Summit all about, basically?
Well, literally, it is the largest gathering of property professionals in Southern Africa. We literally are going to be making history next week, so that's exciting. Mm-hmm. I think when you touched on this friend of yours that's buying into property, that's what's so amazing about Reside. It's four events in one, and it really is targeted to the individual who's just getting involved in the side hustle of buy-to-let, Airbnb, and are starting to look at investing in property, right up to the really big developers and your big investment conversations. So you're talking about your friend really falls under an exciting element called InvestorCon, you know, think like Comic-Con. Mm-hmm. And we have three dedicated streams with masterclasses on Airbnb, student accommodation, and buy-to-let, where we have entrepreneurs that have done this that are going to be sharing the do's and don'ts and the how-to. And literally, you know, if you are just getting into it or you have a few properties under your portfolio, or even if you're just starting on Airbnb, InvestorCon is an amazing event for the audience to go and attend. And thanks to our partners, they've managed to do it at a very, very special rate. But if you are a little bit higher end, you know, the Borlands of the world and House and Cosmopolitan, and you're into the big developments, then the Reside Main Conference is where we have engagements with government, with stakeholders, with investors, and where we start to look at investing in real estate as an asset class. So there's literally something for everybody.
I love the sound of that, Debbie. I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit, Debbie. You know, recently you mentioned one of the stakeholders here. I'm not going to repeat because it might just be a frustrating thing for them at the current moment. But I visited another Airbnb space in Pretoria not so long ago with my husband. And I was talking to this gentleman and he says, look, we've got a lot of these Airbnbs closing down here because the residents are complaining. And, you know, at some point, as this particular company, we had asked, you know, the property owners to let us handle this for them and. But unfortunately, they wouldn't allow us. So now they're closing down because they're frustrated and. And as I listened to him speak, I thought to myself, as innovative as it is to have these Airbnbs nowadays, where do you really see them in at this point in time and in the near future? Because it seems as if they are done in residential areas, but now the property managers are like, eish, we think we made a mistake there. Where do you really see them in this space now that we're speaking about the Property Reside Summit? Do you really think it's a thing of the future still? And, you know, is it really wise for people to still invest in them at this point in time?
Well, you know, just having actually done another recent interview with one of the entrepreneurs who will be speaking at the event, you know, Airbnb started off in theory and it was really about renting out a room in your house or a mattress. And now it's it is an absolute investment. It's not just about an extra room in your place.
Yeah.
It is actually becoming more and more, if you follow these groups and the kind of things that happen with an Airbnb, it is actually a property. It's almost becoming more of a guest house approach.
Yeah.
And look, the reality is those who are traveling, and whether you're in a metro area where you've got a lot of business travel or you've got families that want to travel that want access to, a kettle and a kitchen, it's not going anywhere, and in fact, it's growing. And the reality is that your audience, very much like an Uber, prefers an Airbnb because there is certain standards. They are protected as a guest, but also, I suppose, as a host, you're also protected through the Airbnb system. But it's not something you can just start tomorrow and think you've got it. You know, so that's why these master classes are here, and definitely, I don't think it's going to go away. I think it's going to keep growing. You can see the just general people's usage of Airbnbs has become more and more.
I love the sound of that. Actually, now that you're speaking about it, still on this tip, I said to my husband the other day, we went to another Airbnb, and the lady at that place was like, oh, we're struggling now to keep track, you know, because some people booked in and they wiped us off, they took stuff, and so they had to, obviously, an investigation ensued. And I thought to myself, so it's not just a matter of, hey, I'm going to give you my property and I'll get it back when you're out in the next day or two. So really, I think it's really wise to attend the summit to get all these tips from all the know-hows, and you know, because it's becoming really competitive, yet at the same time risky as well.
And look, also, I mean, just going back to kind of more the, you know, do you invest in starting a portfolio? I mean, one of the interesting topics we're going to be looking at is how to run a 20 million rand portfolio on a home loan. I mean, I wouldn't even know where to start on that.
Exactly.
I'd be quite new to investing. So the reality is that the stats are showing that individuals still are renting. The renters market is growing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they are looking for affordable housing, and also that your up and coming working person or family, they want to be in the state for safety, security. So, you know, investing in the kind of buy-to-let space, and whether you're also in the development space and actually building these kind of developments, the stats say it's not going away. And I have a personal opinion. I'm not basing this on stats, but the reality is COVID brought a lot more people working from home. Yes,
we're
returning to office, but there's kind of that hybrid model. So as far as things go, there's a lot of opportunity in the residential space. And that's why we have this event. Also, very interesting, by the way, is that there's almost 70 industry bodies that operate within residential alone, from architects to quantity surveyors to your NHBRC. So this event is supported by nearly 45 of those officials.
Sure.
And that just shows you how fragmented it is and how much something like this is needed just to bring together all the stakeholders.
I love that. Now, tell me, Debbie, without really going astray, who is this event exactly for? Is it for people who have already got their foot in the property investment space, or is it for anybody that's looking to get their foot in? Who is it speaking to exactly?
Both. Absolutely both. So if, you know, literally, if you're not in the space yet, the InvestorCon part of this event is for you.
Mm-hmm.
If you have your foot in the space and you have a smaller portfolio, and I would say InvestorCon as well. But if you are a property manager, real estate, big developer, obviously the Reside Main Conference, and I haven't even started on the fact that we actually have a completely dedicated day on real estate technology.
Wow.
Which is also very, very interesting. So there's just, no matter where you are in this ecosystem, there's something for you. And when we launched last year, it was only a two-day event, but we realized that there was just so much more that we needed to serve within this platform and to create collaboration. So we went big very quickly with the support of all our partners and industry bodies and affiliates.
Maybe it's wise to actually speak to that right now. Now that you're saying it's no longer a two-day, how many days is it, and what should we perhaps expect for each day? Are you going to be dealing with a particular topic each day, or is it just going to be, okay.
So we start off on the Tuesday. We have masterclasses on property management.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a partnership with local government, with SOLGA, where we'll be focusing on 9 municipal areas within mm-hmm. 3 major provinces, and their human settlements representatives showing what are the opportunities in the Western Cape, Gauteng and KZN.
Mm-hmm.
So that's on the 16th. Then in the evening is our first evening sessions on InvestorCon. So InvestorCon actually runs over 2 evenings because most of us have jobs. If we have this as a side hustle, so it allows you to be able to attend the masterclasses without affecting your full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the 17th and the 18th is when we have the main conference, like I said, where we have the economists and the banks and your major developers in each asset class looking at social housing, affordable housing, student accommodation, retirement development, and I'm missing one, and multifamily. Which is also, by the way, a very new term within South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you're building big developments, but for rental only. So it's actually an investment for a company, you know, and companies that are listing on things like the JSE. And then we also even have the first awards, where we'll be awarding top developments across Southern Africa in 13 different categories. Yep. That's on the 13th. On the 18th, the evening, the gala dinner. Then we round off quite excitingly on everything tech on the
Friday. This July or is it August?
No, this is next week.
Oh, wow, so soon. You must be on your toes right now.
I am. No, we are running. I won't lie. There's just so much coming in very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But the good news is that if you're listening to this interview and you're interested and you want to be part of this, there's still opportunity. You just need to go onto the website and book. You can even arrive on site and book. Just don't arrive with 100 of you because that might get a bit tricky. But yeah, that's the great thing about the event.
And I would generally, Debbie, I'd always say, please be ready, because if 100 of you pitch up on the day, then it's going to be a bit of an issue and you're going to find yourself locked out. So I think it's best for one to actually run to the website right now and make their booking. So what day exactly, please remind us, what day exactly are you starting and when does it end?
Tuesday the 16th and we run until Friday the 19th.
Oh,
but
wow.
Your main day is the 16th, 17th and 18th. So don't miss out.
Let's talk about fee structure. Can one attend one of these, or is your ticket basically for all these days?
No, so you choose, you pick and choose what you want to attend, mm-hmm. and you create your own conference, and each day an element has its own costume.
I love this.
So we've done it so that you can do it according to your schedule.
I love that, Debbie. Now, before I let you go, as I head to my news at the top of the hour, any other information you'd like to bring to our attention, you know, right now, and perhaps give us a contact, or who is the best person? Is it the website? Who can we speak to if we'd like to secure our ticket?
Website is the best place to go to. All information is there. There's also an email if you're not certain, so you can complete the form or email us and say, look, I'm not sure where to book,
mm-hmm.
but we've made it as user-friendly as possible. I think what I can share, though, is that, as I said, the InvestorCon rate has gone down from 3,500 to 995 for the 2 days, which is amazing,
mm-hmm.
but that is limited. So if you want to attend the InvestorCon, listen to 35 expert speakers over 2 nights, you need to register that by this weekend to get that 995 price.
Oh, wow. I am so impressed. So many speakers, guys. How do you even do that? Because I think there's just so much to share on property, honestly. It's really not a simple thing. So you can't just do it and just wing it. This is big money we're talking about.
And property, if you want to be in property investing, I'm quoting one of our speakers, and I love this because it just talks to why we do what we do,
mm-hmm.
is that you need to network. You have to be a networker.
Exactly.
You know, if you think about, you've got your Airbnb, someone's been through the same issues, where do you go to for maintenance, all these things. It is about who you know and having a network of support as you start to grow your portfolio.
I love the sound of that. Debbie, thank you so much. Thanks for your time and thank you for imparting this knowledge. Really, really appreciate having this chat with you.
Hopefully your friend from out of town can come join us.
Yeah, definitely. It's not just for Gauteng people. And where exactly is it going to be? Remind us.
At the Sandton Convention Centre.
Sandton Convention Centre. Okay. Thank you so much, Debbie. Have a great one then.
Wonderful. Thank you for the time, as always, in the partnership. And you guys will be on site, which is amazing.
I love the sound of that.
Fantastic. See you then.
See you. Attention all property enthusiasts and investors. The Residential Investment and Development Summit 2024 is finally here. Join South Africa's largest gathering of property experts. Explore social, affordable housing, student, multifamily, Airbnb, buy-to-let, and retirement. All things residential. Learn, network, and prepare to succeed with top industry professionals. Don't miss out. Visit www.residentresideconference.co.za. Now to secure your spot, it's www.resideconference.co.za.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.